This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran said Monday it has quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war of words between Tehran and Washington shows little sign of cooling off. Iran could soon exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the 2015 nuclear agreement. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced 2 weeks ago he's pulling out of some parts of the six-nation nuclear deal, including the condition that Iran sell excess amounts of uranium to other nations. Meanwhile, later this week, U.S. officials are expected to brief lawmakers on what has led the Trump administration to strengthen America's military posture in the Middle East while evacuating non-essential personnel from diplomatic facilities in Iraq. VOA's Michael Bowman reports members of Congress of both parties have been demanding the White House share information about perceived threats from Iran.
In word and deed, the Trump administration has been sounding the alarm over Iran and its proxies.
If American interests are attacked, we will most certainly respond in an appropriate fashion.
Lawmakers are demanding more information.
And I would urge the State Department and DOD to come down here and explain to us what's going on, because I have no idea what the threat stream is beyond what I read in the paper.
We need clarity. We need answers, and we need them now.
Asked if war with Iran is on the horizon, President Donald Trump would only say, some fear a repeat of the buildup to the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq.
VOA's Michael Bowman. A Guatemalan boy in U.S. Customs and Border Patrol custody died Monday, a day after being treated for the flu. 16-year-old Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez was found unresponsive